Are there any people who are attending the teachings for the first time here and haven't attended yesterday? Can you raise your arms?
Oh yeah.
Mm.
나오나 베지드기 아래.
So since majority of the members of the audience have been here yesterday, so we will continue from the text where we left yesterday.
아, 그냥 디지털나. 저물리디 관계다. 리스 마치베 출루 디지디 칭어부 장가 촉심 미집을 하다 낭쌤기 다 직실이어야라 그게 미셔부 해서 집을 해.
However, one thing I would like to share is that it is important to bear in mind and understand that one commonality of all the teachings of the great religious traditions of the world is that in all these faith traditions, the emphasis is on not so much relying upon external material conditions for one's well-being and happiness, but rather to focus upon the internal development and inner resources.
다진에 친환기 개발은 제야 시합에 있는 페이지다. 다우도 다우예미 탄의 페이지 시합으로 성기.
And from the philosophical point of view, as we discussed yesterday, the differences, the demarcating line between a Buddhist tradition as opposed to a non-Buddhist tradition is whether or not one subscribes to a belief in some kind of eternal, permanent self.
군제기
And in Buddhism, one of the primary grounds upon which the notion of an eternal, permanent, and unchanging self is rejected is because of its emphasis on the understanding of law of cause and effect, the causality, and dependent origination.
So today in the Sanjay 님보다 따와도 제발 니지 따와디 땡중이 따와지.
So the essence of Buddha's teaching can be really summarized within two elements. One is the philosophical standpoint of the Buddha's teaching, and which is the understanding of dependent origination, the view of the dependent origination, and the conduct or the action of the Buddha's teaching, which is the action of non-harming and compassionate.
나디 아니 땡진 잡으러 중어 균제 땡진 잡으러 중어 인도산에 아니 대부 상해 강이나야 지 라랑기 줄이야라 이게 되게 잘해. 진짜 주인 내걸래 아니 동해지지 차비이나 대인제부디 아니 동해온대야 주인 내걸래야 어 패배란신 대화주야지 차이나 디 아니 대화지야시다 차 차이나 디는 제부디 아니 디지온대야 너나 상부 두 상부 제부 상부 중앙에 제부에만 사야지.
So because of the basic Buddhist understanding of dependent origination as its fundamental philosophical standpoint, there is a deep emphasis placed upon the understanding of, as explained before, the law of cause and effect. So the point being made here is that if on the causal stage, if one creates conditions and causes that has the potential of bringing about suffering and harm, then as a consequence of that action and chains of causation, on the level of at the stage of effect and result, one will experience consequences and effects that are consonant with that set of conditions that one created. Similarly, if on the causal stage, if the conditions and the actions that one engage in are constructive, something that has the potential of benefit and help, then these actions, you know, on the resultant stage will bring about consequences and effects that are, again, a consonant with those set of conditions. So the point being made here is that, you know, a good action will lead to good results and consequences, and bad and negative actions and negative causes and conditions will lead to undesirable consequences and effects. So in essence, the heart of the teaching on the dependent origination is basically this: if you do good, you will reap beneficial results or outcome. If you do evil or bad, you will reap the consequences which are undesirable.
So today in this ane, sawas dadi, dungeji achirwa. Today in this ane, sawam jia said share.
So since harm, causing harm and violence, is a condition of that creates suffering and pain, and therefore there's this emphasis in the Buddhist teachings on avoidance of harm and avoidance of violence. So when we speak of avoidance of causing harm or avoidance of engaging in violent activity, how do we demarcate between violence and non-violence and harming and non-harming acts? Now, that distinction of non-harming versus harming or violent versus non-violent action cannot be made simply on the basis of external appearance of the act itself. The demarcation really must be made on the basis of the motivation, the state of mind that underlies the act.
So today in the
So at the root is really compassion as the motivation, and because of this, you know, I mean, at the root, non-violence must be defined in terms of an act that is grounded in compassion. Therefore, often Buddha's teaching is characterized as being rooted in compassion. So when we speak of engaging in acts that are non-harming and that avoids violent activity, one can understand this in terms of two levels. On the initial level, when we speak of engaging in actions that are non-harming, motivated by compassion and a concern for other sentient beings, one deliberately refrains from engaging in harmful actions. So that's the first stage of the action of non-violence or non-harming, where it is primarily in the form of refraining. However, as one's capacity for a compassionate activity increases, then on a later stage, when one becomes more advanced, not only does one deliberately refrain from harming others, but one must actively engage in acts that are beneficial and helpful to others. So this practice, the action of compassion, is really the skillful means or the method aspect of the path, your spiritual path, and the understanding of the dependent origination is the wisdom aspect of the path, the insight aspect of your path. So when you can combine these two together within your own spiritual practice, then your practice will, and your practice and action will become truly powerful.
땡중기 다 고아리아 주든제류 땡중기 땡중이 땡중사 직체 다진에 땡에 딱 왜 땡중수잖아 우메슈네다 야 땡에 딱 왜 땡중사 지송기야래 중불 때네 통통을 때네 중부세네 아 편주 뒤룹셔야 되지 땡에 딱 왜 땡중사 시작인 말이 산들이 인도 땅아서 중재기 땡중다 다가는 시기에는 땡에 딱 왜 땡중기 뜻이 해지 아니 이 가소리 중서디 산재기 최근 안에 중어제디 아데 참을로 채워야지 샤 저는 구유과 이내리 지금 반조과 이내리 근데 철수과 이내리 강다 강다 해지 편주 때는 여대바디 그제 바세부 통화 대수에게 아니 홀리스틱 지금 그 정신이 연대야지 홀리스틱 어프로치
So when we speak of the Buddhist understanding of dependent origination, of course, there are different levels of understanding. One level of understanding of dependent origination is in terms of cause and effect, how everything and every event comes into being by means of dependent upon causes and conditions and other factors. So that's one level of understanding of dependent origination. And also in the Madhyamaka or middle way school writings, there is also a deeper understanding of the meaning of dependent origination, where not only are things and events understood to arise in dependence upon causes and conditions, but also and their very identity as things and events are dependent upon other factors. So they are dependent upon convention, designations, and so on. So this idea of dependent origination, although in terms of systematic presentation, they may have originated primarily in the Buddha's teaching and the Buddhist writings. However, so far as the philosophical perspective of dependent origination is concerned, this has relevance, or this can have relevance in many areas, such as with relation to our understanding of the natural environment, with relation to our understanding of the nature of a modern economy, or even in politics. In fact, this idea of dependent origination can be applicable and useful in many areas of human activity, because the more we are able to appreciate the deep interconnectedness of everything and every event, or all events, then naturally we will have a much more holistic perspective on everything.
자단 산재기 출사디 컨디션 러베이나 닝부디 아니 저가 처음에 왔다. 어 닝시 자와 자와 제베 닝시 자와 쟁기 아니 처음에 저바당 아니 왔다와 된주 뚜둑다 다래 실러나 산재기 출 고든 처사주다.
So if asked, what is the essence of the Buddha's teaching? What is the heart of the Buddha's teaching? One can respond by saying that the essence of the Buddha's teaching is the advocacy of a way of action or conduct that is rooted in compassion and that is non-harming and non-violent, and which is also premised upon the philosophical standpoint of dependent origination. So one can say that this really captures the essence of the Buddha's teaching.
Nego 동해지 동해 냠뇽아 다 아주 사색 소화되어 냠 다 망사로 앤데 네 응원도 편소디 다 아주 두지셔야 돼 체지 두지셔 다 되네 털도디 아니 뭐 땐도 되어와디 동해기 싸워 머리버라 냠부 땐이 머리버 빵배 아니 탈바디 내리디 다 털도 두지셔야 돼
So in terms of the goal of spiritual practice in Buddhism, one speaks of two goals. One is the temporary goal of attaining birth in the higher realms, endowed with the facilities for engaging in practicing dharma. And the ultimate goal is the attainment of liberation from cyclic existence. So the rebirth in the higher realms is characterized as the temporary goal because it is in the higher realms that the individuals have a relative degree of freedom from many of the more evident experiences of pain and suffering, and which also accords the individual the opportunity to engage in spiritual practices and so on. And the ultimate goal of attainment of liberation, here the liberation is understood in terms of a total freedom from suffering, which is characterized by total elimination of the fundamental ignorance which lies at the root of our unenlightened existence. So it is that liberation that is the ultimate goal or aspiration, object of aspiration for a Buddhist practitioner.
사디데이르자네 푼조 데시사 송이 바레 아니 내가 붙으자 응원도 딱 응원도 딱 대형 그 푼조 털도 붙으자디 내리 딱 내가 그게 아니 가서 우리 그게 딱 대배 지기 연대 서로 딱 대배 디지 디아야리야 디줄디 노르 아 아니 털도 내리 두야기 주디 쳇 비셔임바레
Because of this acceptance of a temporary goal of attainment of rebirth in the higher in the Buddhist text, one speaks of four factors of human aspiration, and these four factors are listed as attainment of one's object of aspiration. And acquisition of wealth, and practice of dharma, and attainment of nirvana. So the wealth is seen as a factor that would enable the individual to attain the mundane aspirations, so that the individual has the facilities to then engage in the practice of dharma, and then the dharma is the factor that would lead the individual to attainment of liberation. And dharma here refers to the practice of the three higher trainings, the trainings in morality, meditation, and wisdom. So generally speaking, with respect to the first two factors, which is the mundane aspiration, attainment of mundane aspirations, and also the means by which that attainment is achieved, which are the material wealth. Generally speaking, in North America, you have pretty much achieved that.
세상에 가서 대박이 망구지, 다 아메리칸으로 들어오시나, 아메리칸으로 들어오셨어도 와, 네, 노르다.
So, because of this, many Tibetans are very eager to go to the United States, and because you know they believe that by going to the States, they will be able to at least fulfill the first two aspirations, the acquisition of wealth and the fulfillment of desires. So these Tibetans are not contented with the teachings of the three higher trainings, and not contented with the three higher trainings, they would want to run to the United States.
당연히
However, in the case of many individuals in North America, there are also cases where individuals, after having gained a relative degree of wealth and also a relative degree of fulfillment of one's mundane aspirations, then sometimes individuals also feel a sense of incompleteness. And also a certain form of disillusionment and frustration.
So that is for Maranzo Choshi Sidiadi, Mona Chanata, any Kasul Puge, Tankanshi, Kora, Mobilia, Sajan Zibaina, Kotayan Zibaina, Tajan Zibaina. 양은 타로 급여 뒤로 하지 보이나? 때는 적시되는 야구도가. 다, 당거 보면 되는 건시. 때 공부 탐욕도 배워야 되지 보이나? 때는 다 적시, 매는 야구래. 사실은 인도에 말하면서 스물을 땜에 연대인데, 공부 탐욕도 배워야 하래. 이내 말하면서 때에 다, 하려면 다 적시 소리 좀 하면서 제대로 하래. 다, 친구를 튕긴데, 타쟁인 말이, 타로 규배돼야지 말이. 근데 대략 아주 조심하십시오 대리도. 지나도 논주듯이.
So such experience of a sense of kind of incompleteness or something lacking or frustration, even with the material, acquisitions, is understandable because if we think more deeply, we will recognize the importance of having some sense of contentment with relation to material facilities and acquisition, because anything such as material acquisitions and wealth and so on, which are finite, which have a limit, that they can cease to exist or they will come to an end, whether it's material objects or whatever, any object that has an end, that are finite, with relation to these objects, it's always more wise to have a sense of contentment instead of being, never satiated. It's always wiser to be contented. However, with relation to phenomena that have the potential of being infinite, such as the qualities of the mind, the positive qualities of the mind and so on, with relation to these qualities, then one should not have contentment. One should always aspire for more. However, most of us, we do the opposite. With relation to material acquisitions and so on, many of which are objects which are finite and have limits, we have very little contentment. And with relation to spiritual qualities and the mental qualities, we have a kind of a very easy sense of contentment.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to miss you. 지든에게 다 배지 소미시비 되게 배지다 저아지도 처위하래 아니 가다 배지어 영역을 룸베나리야 다 유수 이와 태어나지 욕도 살이셔들이
And also it's this inability to be contented with what one has which is also very deeply related to the kind of huge gulf between the rich and poor that we see particularly in the more affluent societies.
Oh yeah. 지금이는 내가 가르쳐온다. 어래. 다들 내 털두고 두서 내릴이야. 어래 당연히 뒤질러내 오도. 자 이제 인데 아주 내가 두자 원두 분소 세기에 인도 자네 세침의 원두 분소 당 대신도 미스들이네.
So since in the Buddhist texts that the attainment of mundane aspirations is also understood to be a legitimate goal of spiritual activity, So not only is the attainment of a rebirth in the higher realms in the future life is also an object of aspiration, but also you know, having material excellent, you know, mundane aspirations fulfilled in this life too is something that one should aspire for. So with relation to the ultimate goal of a Buddhist practitioner, which is the attainment of liberation, referred to as the definite goodness, so there is the attainment of liberation from cyclic existence, and also the attainment of full Buddhahood. So in the Mahayana text, there is the identification of two ultimate spiritual goals. One is the attainment of liberation from cyclic existence, the other is the attainment of full enlightenment. And corresponding to these two goals, ultimate goals of a spiritual practitioner, there are also two main obstacles that one must overcome. So the obstacle for the attainment of liberation is the defilements in the form of afflictions, the kleshas, and the obstacle to the attainment of omniscience or the full enlightenment is the subtle obstructions to knowledge.
Oh, yeah. 다 용어에 들어봐다 시제 들어봐 그리스 쓰그레스라 왜 이나? 다디 지금 따와 차라게 개발래 아니 디 들어본 건지다 맨날 왔다 오지 용기하래.
So how do we distinguish between the defilements in the form of afflictions and defilements in the form of subtle obstructions to knowledge? Here, of course, depending upon the philosophical understanding of the ultimate nature of reality, there are differences among the schools.
아? 나와타고 노래 다 산지장다. 나와타고 다음에 신경이 쉬워라. 다 대주 흉 나러래야. 다 숭셔버디 폐지 다 가서 우리 그게 대셰 폐지 다 섭슈다. 타츠버 폐지셔. 폐지를 되어래. 자, 이제 이 인도 다 슝드다 거네 최지 단지디 시줄 송샤 대소다 미트부 차버래. 자 전에 인도산에 다원은 최지 그래서 시줄 사이에 건드리는 샤워를 쓰려나 다한테 덴진데 뉴질 샤워 인도산에 다원은 탐지 처바 터발로 바로 중에게 아니 시줄 사이에 가르쓰려나 아니 죽지가리야 송하는 신기 오늘 덴진 대 샤워 파자데 시줄 샤워래. 덴진 대 샤워 파자다 이니 대인저분이나 추가 주제들이 시집을 송구하래. 나가는 신기 대니모 타드도 집에 점어서야지 송구도 다 대니 시집을 시기하래.
So how do we understand the differences between these two main defilements, defilements in the form of afflictions and defilement in the form of subtle obstructions to knowledge? Here, of course, as explained before, there are differing explanations in the Buddhist writings. However, the most definitive and profound explanations of these defilements are found in the writings of masters such as Chandrakirti and Buddhapalita and Shantideva and so on, in whose writings there is a very explicit explanation of the primary form of afflictions being that of our natural grasping at the true existence or substantial existence of all things and events. And so this grasping at the true existence of all phenomena is really understood as a form of mental affliction. And this is, in fact, this is also understood to be the fundamental ignorance. The fundamental ignorance underlying our unenlightened existence is really this innate grasping at the true existence and substantial reality of all phenomena. And this is also very clear in Nagarjuna's own writing. For example, in the 70 stanzas on the middle way, Nagarjuna explicitly states that, you know, when identifying the 12 links in the chain of dependent origination, he identifies the first link, which is the ignorance, explains ignorance in terms of grasping at substantial reality and true existence of self and also phenomena. And then he says that this ignorance, the grasping at true existence of self and all phenomena, then sets in motion the whole chain of the 12 links, you know, giving rise to volitional acts and so on, culminating in the birth and death. So here there is an explicit recognition that grasping at true existence and substantial reality is a form of affliction. It is the fundamental ignorance. Similarly, in Aryadeva's 400 stanzas on the middle way, he compares grasping at true existence the basic body faculty and all the other derivative afflictions as the other sense faculties. So just as all the other sense faculties such as our visual faculty, auditory faculty and so on are all based upon the basic body faculty, in the same manner all the derivative afflictions such as desire and anger and so on are really grounded upon this grasping at a true existence of things. So he explicitly draws the causal connection between the derivative afflictions and the grasping at true existence. And then, having identified what this fundamental ignorance is, then Aryadeva goes on to state that it is by cultivating insight into the suchness of dependent origination, ultimate nature of reality, of the dependent origination, one will then dispel this delusion. So here, by identifying the understanding of or insight into the dependent origination, which is emptiness, as the key antidote for dispelling ignorance, implicitly, Aryadeva is also recognizing the grasping at true existence of self and the phenomena to be also a form of mental affliction. So we find these a very explicit explanation of the defilements in these texts. Then the question is, if the grasping, this fundamental grasping at substantial reality of self and phenomena is a form of mental affliction, what is the then the subtle obstruction to knowledge. And here, Chandrakirti states in his own commentary to supplement to the middle way, Madhyamaka Avatara, in his commentary, he explains that it is the imprints implanted upon one's psyche by these afflictions, by the grasping at true existence. It's the imprints and the propensities for grasping, and including the dualistic perceptions that we have, as well as perception of the duality of two truths, the conventional and ultimate truth. These are the subtle obstructions to knowledge. So this kind of this perspective, this way of distinguishing between the two defilements is quite different from the perspective where the grasping at the selfhood of phenomena and grasping at the self-existence of the person are thought to be different, which is another standpoint. So the path to the attainment of such ultimate goal, which is the full enlightenment of the Buddhahood, and there are two vehicles explained in the scriptures. One is the perfection vehicle of the sutra, and one is the Vajrayana, the adamantine or indestructible vehicle. And in the within the Vajrayana, as we discussed yesterday, there were three divisions identified, these being the Kriya Tantra, which is the action tantra, the vehicle of the action tantra, and then the vehicle of the Ubaya Tantra, and then the vehicle of the Yoga Tantra. So the vehicles of the disciple and the self-realized ones that we discussed yesterday, these are the primary vehicles for attainment of liberation from cyclic existence. So, with relation to these three vehicles, the vehicles of the disciple, the vehicles of the self-realized ones, the Pratyeka Buddhas, and the Bodhisattvas, there are some sutras, scriptures, where the Buddha explicitly states that these three vehicles constitute final vehicles in themselves. So, in other words, that the vehicle of the Sravaka, the disciple, constitutes the final for some individuals for whom it is appropriate. The attainment of the final enlightenment of the self-realized one constitutes the final vehicle for some individuals, similarly for the Bodhisattva vehicle. However, in other sutras, in other scriptures, Buddha has also stated that the vehicles of the disciple and the self-realized ones do not constitute final vehicles, because even those who attain enlightenment of the disciples and the self-realized ones will eventually enter the Bodhisattva vehicle, and all beings will ultimately attain Buddhahood. So even within the teachings of the same one and the same teacher, the Buddha Shakyamuni, we find these conflicting statements with relation to the three vehicles. So this is to underscore the point that I mentioned yesterday, that the Buddha taught his teachings in response to the need of specific particular individuals. For some, one set of teachings is more effective and beneficial. For others, the other sets of teachings are more effective and beneficial.
대신도 잠방공도 잠수 등에 나올 차잖아요. 그런 더디기한 데 우터도 세고 숨도 숨겨야 돼. 배지 레터도 세고 숨도 숨겨야 돼. 다야 집에 귀라마다 비가를 터도 세고 지도 세우셔 숨겨야 돼. 대신도 시 따와 차라 뒤에 잠방공부 찍으래 뒤 이내야 뒤제 왕기 땡주 소소수 숨 소수 나로리엠 숨다면다면다. 근데 현대기도 가. 다른 신기 바보 토미기 귤라면 제가 장 귤라마 송이 늦잖아요. 우모보 시샤셨소. 야 그래다. 근데 장수도 송이 늦잖아요. 노리겐 시샤셨소. 그 내용도 와.
So this approach of adapting the Buddha's message, you know, in response to the individual context, has also been carried on, continued by subsequent Indian masters, such as, for example, in Maitreya's five treatises of Maitreya, the five teachings of Maitreya, for example, Ornament of Mahayana Sutras. In Ornament of Mahayana Sutras, Maitreya explains the standpoint where the three vehicles are presented as representing final vehicles in themselves. However, in his Uttara Tantra, or Ratnagodra Vibhaka, Sublime Continuum, Maitreya adopts the opposite standpoint, where the first two vehicles do not constitute final vehicles, and the Bodhisattva vehicle is the final vehicle. Similarly, in Asanga's writings, in his commentary on Maitreya's Uttara Tantra, Sublime Continuum, he explains the Maitreya's teaching primarily from the perspective of the middle way philosophy, the Madhyamaka school. However, in his own text, such as Bodhisattva Bhumi, Bodhisattva Levels, there the perspective he adopts is primarily that of the Chittamatra or the Yogacara school, as presented in Sutra Alamkara. So even in the writings of one Indian master, and we find different standpoints presented. Now to carry on from the text where we left yesterday, we finished the the reading of the explanation of the Kriya Tantra, the action tantra, and the second is the Ubaya Tantra vehicle. Ubaya means both. So here both refers to the external activity of rituals and so on, and internal meditation as well. So the text reads, the view of those, this is on page 35, the view of those who have entered the vehicle of Ubaya Tantra is as follows. Whilst there are no origin and cessation on the ultimate level, on the conventional level, one visualizes oneself in the form of a deity. This is the same as in the case of the Kriya Tantra. And then the text goes on to explain that this is cultivated on the basis of both the practice of meditative absorption endowed with the four aspects, as well as the necessary ritual articles and conditions. So the meditative absorption endowed with the four aspects, here the four aspects is identified in Kong Trul's commentary. He gives two alternative readings of that. In the first instance, he identifies the four aspects to be the suchness of oneself, the practitioner, the suchness of the deity, which is the object of meditation, and the suchness of the mantra repetition, and then and the suchness of the actual visualization and the meditation. Or he says that these four aspects can also be understood as referring to the sound, which is the mantra, and mind, which is the meditative state, and then the self-generation, which is the generation of oneself as a deity, and then the generation of the other, which refers to the generation of deity in front of the practitioner. So these four aspects, the meditative absorption endowed with the four aspects, refer to these aspects, and it is through the combination of the meditative absorptions and the reliance on the external conditions such as rituals, and this particular form of yoga is achieved.
다 저율이야 얘는 랑파르 깨워 예미 다 숭나도 맨다 예버리 다 데스 숭샤 낭초 서균난 줄라 저규지세 랑파르 공부 예미당 동조지 데코난지 난줄라 키규도 조름 예미지 슬루 망부 나야 자외주 천이 발라 네버 랑파르 공부 거데스 지단한데 야 가서 그게 이시도 죽을래 뒤에 뒤기 쿵 이나 죽송네 다 저주리야 눈기 있게네 대전에 화치 옷도 못 쌌더니 들레 진우슈야 무두슈야 에 주주 거둘이야 화 다베 냠부로 때네 드니스타 순하시게 맨다치기 하리 단디 안데 디샴데 군진기 저주라 삼제기 야원 자바니 대들 뭐다지 전도 송기스 전다 간다 저주기 뒤지 쏘되기 랑하고 뭐든 네바도 요거야지 변화 저주 하초 고민이잖아 아니 가사 동거 이기 저수라 차제 삼아서 송하는 시세니 동배하 아니 가래 이 자일하 이기하 아니 수두기하 되네 세멜하시니 하초 숨고하러 와 다들 이제 이제 정이 하루 고민하디 네바도 고려하래 이내 저주 패바 자외주 패바른 가셔야 아니 하저도 벌써 했더니 아니 랑이 탐해봐라 제제 드네지기다 진우시야 무르시야 드네지 이해봐라 저상어 저주 수업에 니샤 삼켜 니샤 저주 짱부디 하 눈이시에 하저도 벌써 했더 눈이 가서 저주 쏘디 랑하사야 되겠다 저 송입니다
Then Kong Trul, in his commentary, goes on to explain that although in some text there is a mention of, in the Kriya Tantra, the visualization practice taking only in the form of a front generation, visualizing deity in front of oneself and receiving blessings, and there is no practice of generating oneself as a deity, but Kong Trul Rinpoche explains that this must be understood in terms of the differences of the principal Kriya Tantra meditation and secondary practices, secondary deity practices. So in the principal Kriya Tantra, Action Tantra meditations, and certainly one must have the meditation of generating oneself as a deity. And in the secondary practices of deity yoga in Kriya Tantra, then the blessing takes the form of visualizing the deity in front, from whom one receives and imagines receiving blessing. But the principal tantras of Kriya Tantra must involve, must contain a practice where the practitioner himself or herself will generate into the deity. And this is in agreement with the explanation of the Kriya Tantra found elsewhere, where there is an identification of six forms of deity yoga meditation in Kriya, such as the empty deity, the sound, focusing on the letter, in the form, and on the signs or the hand implements. So in the Tibetan tradition, there are many meditation practices, deity yoga meditations, that belong to the category of Kriya Tantra, the Action Tantra. There are many deity yoga meditations. But however, with relation to the second tantra, which is the performance tantra or Charya Tantra, apart from Vairochana Adisambodhi, there are very few deity yoga practices in the Tibetan tradition. However, I've been told that in Japan, there are quite extensive Charya Tantra practices, including Vairochana Adisambodhi and also Vajradhatu practices. And these two are very prominent in the Japanese tantric tradition, and which the lineage of which came, of course, from China. So next is the Yoga Tantra vehicle. So then the text reads, the view of those who have entered the vehicle of Yoga Tantra is twofold. One, the view of the outer yoga, the Tantra of the sages, and two, the view of the inner yoga, the method Tantra. So next is the Yoga Tantra vehicle. So then the text reads, the view of those who have entered the vehicle of Yoga Tantra is twofold. One, the view of the outer yoga, the Tantra of the sages, and two, the view of the inner yoga, the method Tantra.
lo chawa lamdu chaya di sungu mera kaya. Ta nensho nangbe zoho di, ta lo chawa di, ta lamdi ngogo kaya chi. Tele ya, eni zolungu nyamdi di lengu ya re. So dide iba yidu zane, nensho china nyibu di, yawa chaya di, ta duk shu shogu mero, ta kata chi chi zangda la sobo chi, dezo leyi dungu re la zoho in ta, kata gyudu oma ka nyibu di ta tumu we, ta, 가다 이루라고 되게 되네 탑시겠다 내저 땅야 찍다 난 내저 난과 탑기 규세는 송대야 되기 다 솔룸 틱리 내저게 탑 된들 때네 아니 라벌루브루에 아니 가수를 보게 남도한테 봐 가수를 보게 시월체 아니 차원 눈매시봐 뭔데 교회 다네 아니 탑시겠다 내저도 돼야지
So the distinctions between the two yogas here, the inner yoga and the outer yoga, is really made on the basis of the approach of the practitioners. So in the case of outer yoga, although unlike the action tantra, the kriya tantra and ubhaya tantra, the tantra of the both, here the emphasis is really on the internal yoga of meditative concentration and not on reliance upon external conditions in the ritual articles and so on. However, in common with the two lower tantras, in the outer yoga, still one does use these external conditions such as rituals and ritual articles and so on, including the practices of purity laws and so on. However, the emphasis is really on the internal yoga of meditative absorption. The difference is that in the outer yoga, the state of mind or the level of mind that is used in one's meditative absorption still remains on the gross level of consciousness. Whereas in the inner yoga, not only is the practitioner totally independent of dependence upon or reliance upon the external means such as ritual practices and so on, but how not only that, but also the level of mind that is used in the meditative absorption is really the subtle one. Therefore, it is referred to as the method tantra, and method here referring to the methods and the techniques that are used in bringing about the experience of this subtle level of consciousness. And such methods include the yogic practices of focusing upon the channels, and the winds, the energy, the prana, winds and so on, and the drops, the bodhicitta drops. And it is by employing these methods, such as focusing upon the channels and the energy, the prana winds, and also the bodhicitta drops, the practitioner brings about the experience of subtle level of consciousness, which is then utilized to engage in meditative absorptions. So the difference really between the outer yoga and the inner yoga is really made on the basis of whether or not the level of mind that is used in the meditative absorption is a subtle or gross.
That day, Dreben Aliya, Dindusungduwa, Desayabushubudisha, Tendu Rinpo Nyi Ki Lamne, Shusu Ki Kuyi Tuzu, Tadu Yemi Ki Khyabar Deyiz. 다 내조라미기 아니 추수 군이부 주야기 틈모임베 다 년령기 주소디디 가서로 고매하지 숨기게 바래 내조 치벌이야 디셰 매바래 다 디슈데 디도가 라미 균의 셰베 참베 디데바도 그래 참데 그래 가 미봉을 왜 어 자니다 람이 균의 셰베 람 투미 찍라 마젠바 다다 진나냐 람 투무스도 이 마타 집이 되나라 이 마타 그러도 다시 데 람이 균의 셰베 람 투미 찍라 마젠바 람셰 찐드시기자 라나 메베 이시 민주부 송싱스 다 디슈데 데내장스 실레 예베 외세 남친도 송화탕 대원이 수구 카저 양라 둔대 남도 제반이 라미 규 코네 공과탕 다 내리셔. 다 가라세비샤도 가시고 그게 난저 라미게 다 두문 모임베 난저 라미 라나 메바 세네 세고야게 다 난저스 다디 탑시 예미집에 차네 난저스게 여러분 요가 세네다 탑드시로 예미집에 에스나 난저 다 디안다 조에니 나게 난저로 조치베 차네 난저규 대라 나게 난저 조치베 난저규라 낭시기 에니 로락베 땡네 에니 낸조 조제아디 낭바 그래서 낸조 치바 대네 무슨 뭔도 제네 디니 람도 제아디 낸조 낭바 디 라나메바 임베 줌젠디 이기 가서 그게 데뷔 꾸도 툭니부디 줍지기 규 투모마 임바디 뉴메 외세게 때네 세금하도 라고 루브르웨 다 라베스엠 달라 루브르웨 민다고도 가 땡가로야 가다 차와 뉴메 시바디 뉴마 세송야 되기 고 땡도 내 되겠지 차위 알로다 상가란조 다데 시바디 토모메 바네 신의 타 남진 살이야 고 뉴마 시바신 로데야 싸워 삼도서디 뉴메 시바디 간 삼당고도 가 라고 루브 내급 내급으로 봐 세딘데 임베 인도산에 다와 뉴메 시바 람도 체니 아니 남긴기 녀링기 둘 깨야지다 대다 모일 매베 아니 가시고 그래야 직사면다 양난저 찍을 때네 아니 이게 수구 수구 투모이베 수구다 대다 수구 녀링기 둘 깨야지 어다 디 난저 낭바 짱짱을 맞도 다 매바래 난 놀두나 난저 라면서 대야 되기
So in Kongtul's commentary, he makes it very explicit that the inner yoga, it is only in the inner yoga where one finds the approach of the two stages, the generation and completion stages, which provides the method for the practitioner to the complete method for the practitioner to bring about the attainment of the two embodiments of the Buddha, the form body and the truth body, Dhammakaya and Rupakaya. And therefore, he explains that in many scriptures, Vajrayana scriptures, there is explicit statement that it is only by relying upon the practices presented in the unique teachings of the highest yoga tantra, Anuttara Tantra, that one can attain the full enlightenment of Buddhahood. And therefore, highest yoga tantric practices are referred to as highest yoga or Anuttara or unsurpassed yoga, because they are unsurpassed in the sense that it is only in these teachings the complete methods or path for the attainment of the Dharmakaya and Rupakaya, the form body and the truth body of the Buddha are found. And the reason for that is because it is only in the highest yoga tantra teachings and there are methods explained whereby one can utilize the innate mind of clear light, the innate mind which is ever present transforming that into the path, because many of our grosser levels of mind, they are adventitious, they are occasional, they do not last. So they arise and they cease to exist. They fluctuate, and so they are occasional and adventitious. And the yoga that is cultivated on the level of gross levels of mind and cannot really be lasting. So therefore it is incomplete. So in order for the yoga that is aimed at attainment of the two embodiments of the Buddhahood to be comprehensive and fully effective, that yoga must take place at the fundamental subtle state of one's consciousness, which is referred to as the innate mind of clear light. And it is in the highest yoga tantric text the methods for transforming the innate mind of clear light into the aspect of the path are explained. Therefore, these practices are referred to as yoga. And yoga means the indivisibility of method and wisdom. And so, however, the highest yoga practices are referred to as anuttara, which is unsurpassed, because it is only in these teachings the method for effecting the innate mind of clear light into a meditative absorption, into a path are found. So therefore, Kung Tul explains this very clearly in the text and makes the distinction between the outer yoga tantra and the inner yoga tantra along the lines of whether or not one finds the techniques and the practices for turning this innate mind of clear light into path. So we read in the text, this is on page 35, the view of those who have entered the outer yoga, the sages' tantra, is as follows. Not holding the external ritual articles to be of primary importance, they cultivate their goal on the basis of emphasizing the yoga of visualizing male and female deities that are devoid of ultimate origination and cessation, and the form body of the Noble One that share resemblance with them, which is the meditative absorption endowed with the four seals of a thoroughly purified mind. So this reference to the visualizing male and female deities that are devoid of ultimate origination and cessation is simply not a statement that these deities are by nature devoid of such origination and cessation, but rather the emphasis on the need to cultivate their understanding and realization of these deities as being devoid of ultimate origination and cessation, as explained before. And it is this wisdom, realizing the emptiness, that is then imagined as arising as taking the form of a deity. And so in the outer yoga, which is the Charya Tantra, the meditative absorptions are endowed with what are called the four seals. And these four seals correspond to our body, speech, mind, and action. So it is the outer yoga practice is really modeled upon processes of purifying our body, speech, mind, and action. And in relation to these body, speech, and mind, and action, four seals are mentioned, which are the pledge seal, and the dharma seal, or reality seal, and action seal, and the great seal. So, and it is through the meditative absorption endowed with these four seals, the yogic practitioner goes through the process of purifying body, speech, and mind, and action, and then attains, prepares the individual to attain the body, speech, and mind of an enlightened deity. So, in the one of the characteristics of the Charya Tantra, the performance tantra, or outer yoga, as explained here, as described here, is the tremendous emphasis placed upon the mudras, hand gestures, which are part of the ritual, the meditation ritual. And in fact, many of these hand gestures, the mudras, are very complex. So, for example, there are very few experts who are, totally knowledgeable of these intricate hand gestures, the mudras. So, in fact, when I was giving the transmission of the teaching on Vajradhadu, which is a Charya Yoga Tantra, the action, the performance tantra, I often... Yoga Tantra.
Yoga Tantra, so what is it?
The principal Yoga Tantra. I have to rely on an expert who is sitting next to me, and he will be guiding me so that I could perform the... So it's almost like he is shepherding me. So, because... So on one occasion when I was giving one of these teachings, the abbot of Namgyal Monastery, the then abbot of Namgyal Monastery, he is a great expert on all these intricate mudras, the hand gestures. So he was sitting on one side of the stage, and while I had to perform these mudras, intricate hand gestures, I had to, of course, look at him all the time. And because it was for such a long period of time, I started having, strains on my neck. So finally I asked him to sit in front of me so that I don't have to strain my neck.
tenbe yishi shikta, tele dokbe, jeme yishi, nga lami yitumu mo yinbe, nenzho do gyurba shikdi, teni yu guane, gezo njokba di, lojin dama shiriso, renglu di keba da jang shielas. Chena dao, nangsho di girimsha, dongsho di zurimsha yagi, shibachik, lukchik. Daa anda di, jirba shiki di sungu yari, lojin dama shiri di sungsha, cheni dao, Lungumur shungne timsum chene, any tenji gitawa namkene. Dindindibida, Tadungatinzi, namkebane, any dindindibu najotala, zurimu najo. Timin, tayin shaggy, any kadata, kazo tax, tayin shaggy, takasuripi, najotala, kirimu najo. Tangamatella, any majibi najo satch. Riva. 기름데 아니 제메나 조선이 어디서나 지게 버려. 다 지르께서기 에 캬버든지 계속 조루 들으시소. 단 들으송베 계속니 들으송베 계속니 사직 사직이 기름 랑스 띵진 넘숨 나 가져다 에 교이 띵인지 끝난 게 띵인지 말해 뒤진게 띵인지 끝난게 띵인지 뒤이 띵인지 다오 철롱 조선 자연주자는 추구 뒤진게 띵인지 누구 끝난게 띵인지 누구 뒤이 띵인지 쟤네 다 구순가라 띵인지 숨 숨야디 띵인지 숨 연체디 나도 깨봐서야지 깨봐주셔야지 다 전에 줘봐서야지 다 뒤이 띵인지 디 다 사비 짱짱 세트셔래 사비 짱짱 뒤에 띵인지 띵이 아니 띵고 을마 펌니 아니 담발 하소 신에 깨대야지 자자 왔다 담발 하소 신랑 나버진지 담발 하소 고미야디 소변에 줬지 다티네 주주기 류 개반의 중어 따지 아니 소구 탐직배 류리야 류질 하게야디 류질 하게야디 얘들아 대참자 랑급 도주 풍부의 양라도 내버려 자와 조바침부 주인 송샤 다한테 되게 깨봐 깨변 내줘 조변 내줘 조바침부 내줘 시대야디 띵인지 숨디 깨변 내줘 기름부 내줘 대네 서구 깨야디 아니 조변 내줘 대네 서구를 류진 거야도 서봐 아니 저기 엔진 지도도 시하러 드셔야지 패지 디스 이네 저거 처음에 줘서 디 대신 딱 간다 사이 난저 사이 계속 찍을 이네 낭세기 가서 우리 변하지 주버 주진 시하러 마이어 처음에 신체 사이 계속 찍을 이네 개변 난저 저거 난저 저거 처음에 난저 또 소원이 말해
So we now read from the text on the section on inner yoga vehicle. So we read, the text reads, the view of those who have entered the vehicle of inner yoga, the method tantra, is threefold. One, the mode of generation. Two, the mode of completion. And three, the mode of great completion or great perfection. So here, in the commentary, Kongtul explains that the distinctions between the generation completion and the great completion or great perfection here should not be confused with the general distinction between the Mahayoga generation and Anuyoga completion and Atiyoga great completion or great perfection, which is found in the general explanation of the Dzogchen teachings. So the distinction here is not the same, exactly the same as the one found in general explanation of the three stages of generation, completion, and the perfection, great perfection in Dzogchen teaching. And then Kongtul, in his commentary, goes on to explain that generally speaking, between the two stages, the stages of completion and generation, they're among the Tibetan scholars or Tibetan masters, there are primarily two standpoints. One is understand the standpoint of Longchenpa, the great Longchen Rangchenpa and his disciples, according to which the completion stage and the generation stage is understood in terms of the aspect of a deity yoga meditation where the aspect of the emptiness and the aspect of the appearance. The aspect of the appearance is relates to the generation, and aspect of the emptiness relates to the completion.
사실 군진 옆에 순두산에 군진 의신이 순구하면 로성비. 군진 의신이 순두산에 군진 가면 롱지람 전부다 군진 치면 지민이 뭐래.
So probably Kong Tul here, when referring to Longchenpa and his disciples, he is referring to the two Kunjins, the first being Longchen Ramchenpa, and the latter being Kunjin Jingwen Lingpa, in whose writings the distinctions between the generation stage and the completion stage is made on the basis of understanding the
two. 군지 직무는 뭐 삼의 침불이야. 아니 또 난조로 점만 아주 주주자네. 아니 군지 침불에 예수 있고 아니 예수신 진지로 근데 그 전에 아니 왜 떡벌롱 되셔버지 레도와. 그래서 네 인도 약사신들 또 순서는 저거도와.
So the reference to the Jingmelingba, Kunjin Jingmelingba being a disciple of Kunjin Longchenpa does not imply that he was an immediate direct disciple. Jingmelingba was much later. But in his biography, it is mentioned that once when Jingme Lingpa was meditating in Samye Monastery, he had a Samye Chimpu Monastery. He had a mystical experience of having a visionary experience of receiving direct blessings and inspiration from Longchenpa, and therefore he's referred to sometimes as a disciple of Longchenpa. So in their writings, the distinction between the generation stage and the completion stage is made on the basis of the two aspects of the deity yoga meditation, the emptiness aspect and the appearance aspect. However, Kong Tul then goes on to state that the most excellent way of understanding the difference between the two stages is the one found in the writings of Lojin Dhammashiri. And this also happens to be the position of Tsongkhapa as well, where the distinction between the two is really drawn on the basis of whether or not the individual practitioner has been able to generate a wisdom of the union of bliss and emptiness on the basis of the entry and abiding and absorption of the prana winds into the central channel. So, in all subsequent experiences of yogic meditative states, which arises following the entry and the abiding and the absorption of prana winds into the central channel, these stages are referred to as a completion stage, and all prior stages of deity yoga meditations or visualizations, they are described as belonging to the generation stage. And because of this, sometimes the generation stage is referred to as the contrived yoga, because it's a simulated form of yogic practices, yogic states. Whereas the completion stage is referred to as the uncontrived yoga, because it is non-simulated. And there, so that sometimes the distinction between the two is, outlined by pointing one to be the contrived, the other to be uncontrived. So Kong Tul goes on to explain that this is the excellent way of, the most excellent way of understanding the differences between the two stages. And however, then Kong Tul, in his commentary, goes on to explain, however, the distinction between the three stages found in this particular text is completely different. Here, the mode of generation, the mode of completion, and the mode of great completion really refers to various stages of a single deity yoga meditation. So, and the deity yoga meditation here is described in terms of what are called the three meditative absorptions. One is referred to as the causal meditative concentration or meditative absorption, and the meditative absorption of appearance of everything, and then meditative absorption of the suchness. And these three meditative absorptions correspond, correlate to...
그림 추스, 당구 디신지 되겠지.
사실은.
Yes. So the sorry, the order is wrong. The first stage is the suchness, the meditative absorption of suchness. The second is the appearance of all, and third is the causal meditative absorption. And these correspond to respectively Dharmakaya meditation, Sambhogakaya, which is the Buddha Bodhi of enjoyment, and Nirmanakaya, the Buddha Bodhi of perfect emanation. And so the process of engaging in these three stages of meditative absorptions belong to the mode of generation, according to this text. And the culmination of these three processes, which is the actual visualization of the complete deity, that is referred to as the mode of completion, because there is a completion of the process of generating oneself as a deity. And then the mode of great perfection here refers to great completion here refers to, you know, in the aftermath of having completely generated oneself as a deity, there are other practices such as visualizing deities on specific points of the body, such as the body mandala and meditation. And these constitute what is referred to here as the mode of great completion.
No, yeah, that the zao de ma login da ji xin shua. Na zhong na bo te ji ji te wa le shu wan ji da wan na ba sum de jie be su de zao su de zao wa ji be su lu. Te le jie be su ni ding jin na ba sum rim ji jie de. Jing gu rim ji ge jin guan bei zhuo. Zao be su ni tan tan bu jian ga mei be ha zhong tan mo de na bu mei dou be tan wu mo qu ji ying le ma yue jiang. 다금들 내저 라메기 다 가서 우리 중세 유리잖아요. 취세야 동반이세야 전담바 세대야 몽구지 다 세대하기 가서 우리 다 전다 가서 우리 그게 다 니일 다 고구야 아래 유익춘이 직세 되게 안다 공원에 세세봐 너가 두문구 우메 따와도 직세 아때네 유제 뭐네 남도 같이 우리 그게 남도 차라 참아로 파 가네 나때네 외세 믿어봐 어다대 직체 다 대니부터 아니 간다지 직동 예민스네인다 세동 송주스네인다 아니 같이 우리 그게 변화 다 대동이 미스네인다. 다 대강 소 대강 상담이 아래. 사실 내인들 지 변화 우무 취지 인래 마요 마요라 사로 취지 인래 장 마요라 사로 다 취지 인 사들 니인지 고고도 와. 직동이 미 대강 상담 오래. 변화다 거주기 배지다 직동이 미 다 소 대강에 착제 첨부 다 데려 가보셔야 돼요. 아, 사제는 손나, 아니, 사와 섬지 천이, 동과 섬지 전신, 세동 순주, 순주 절제, 천이, 가서 우리 그 세동 증명강, 세동 순주 거리야, 딱 꼽으셔야, 아니, 그는 좁은 천부에다, 탐해배 쉐바, 생활하고, 육매 리버, 천이, 리버 상대, 송대하디, 유진간을 꼽으시거래. 다디 모가다 정신 현주 당강미 투지선에 송대야 다 투지 강면에서 송대야 와다 되게 다 간다 사격거니 다 간다 창매니 중기다 그게 따와 쪼송해야지 와 저리를 다 직동임에 가는 거보시야 다 갈래 구도가 그래서 다 안다디 디신이 띵인지 시대야 다 소대간 삼단조래 디신이 우메 따와 개발 삼모임 우메 따와 내식으로 체벌하지 드네르베다 직동 예매기 디니 이니 신나가 나발 샤데바지기 에니 군나게 띵인지 셈 안조대야지 그래도와 샤디레 임베 인두 다 안데데 넘버 미토베 테 우모 취지 인데 장 마요라스 군조도 파괴 수지 꾸야 싸우러 검신 냠라 만데버 권베 루보세 다 저버신 비스는 지는 지는 데베 최참제 이게름 매버 꾸순 투지 인고를 정신 예네 임브르도네 꽝바 데자 단디 나와 서주스라디
아까 나지 다 마다 콘데게 쉐지 탐절로 안드샤마다 보는 식 유기 춘이군의 삶 담배 있나야? 그다음 바로도 신배 태그의 중래야 스시 념니스 송도가 그다음 온도 전에 스시 념니스 아주 무요하래. 나가는 식 로드구이니 중멍구 나리야 아니 시버런 신배반이 양해도 시제반이 순하다고 콘데 예명구 송도가 스시 념니스 송도가 단디 유춘이는 고보시 유춘이군의 삶 담배 있나? 니가 전시 동부 임배 집어드시. 다들 난조 난고 탑기 걸려야다 이시 육매시에서 짜들어는 시기에 이르자네 다 낭시집에 최저 탐자로 빼나 사운드에 최가로 제배 있나 아니 팀버 롱중 중어 룩도 시전에 송대하게 다가다 가시 우리 그게 지 친한 게 풍급지지 최저 탐자로 아니 레롱왕이 온대야. 당연히 마답에 풍급지시어지디 레롱왕이 레롱, 레룽, 레롱왕이 온대야. 레롱왕이야디디 런신계주 떡배 온대야. 런신계주 떡배디 낭지 토송이 온대야. 다지 낭지 토송래 런신계주 룽, 런신계주 대인이 가시고래 그게 남도 숭진기 아니 숭진기 남도기. 송진기 룸기에네 다 녹스네 가서 그렇게 레사제 아니 뉴주 코코대야 뉴주 코안드대야 녹스인구 알아봐 자다 팀버 루도스잖아 다 지금 수풍으로 쏘고 디디 나와 디디 파 라고 디디 파를 매일매일 매번 가네 사추 춤매 매룽 룽 남시 남신 난가 난가 똥보 당보 똥보 니버 똥보 숨버신 야팀 부르고 왔다. 와, 다 중얼 하던 게 추우살래. 팀보 롱중 안데 당에 쉬어 팀보 롱중디 야팀. 다마 마차로 이르자네 중얼 룩도 써야돼. 터배 이시, 체배 이시, 애는 나회 이시. 되네 이니 가서 우리 그게 롱매 추사 마용돼야지. 서준멜룽 난가 서준멜룽 남신 난가신 야팀림 난가 남신 룽매 추사신 기림 내용도 와 자 이제 이번 인도산에 든든데비 다 가시고 그래 그게 낭지 토숨 강래 찰 강도 높서디 육매의 시체 맞아 다 육매회세 어다 지도산에 콘대 탐지 그 집어버리디 육매회세 내용도 와 자장가 대탐실로 육매외세의 자람 대장당 샤대비치 자 이제 이번 인도다 가서 안다디 어다디 딘데 인도 딘데 대비다 육매외세 가서 우리 그게 벌신 거둘리야 변화 정신양대세 아주 송어 능신기 다 육매시바디 육매외세디 폐지 가서 우리 그게 예상개봐. 대만은 나버렸다고. 짐에 레몬이와. 짐에 그에 내게도 열대 이내 외세 코랑도 짐에 레몬이와. 얘는 타고. 예상개봐. 자, 이래 이르자네, 레뷰 연대한다, 디니, 다, 가서 우리 구순 투수순, 가서 지레다, 간다지, 상어순기, 나발에 샤대바다, 샤대베 내게블라다, 눈매, 애는 랑당이 뭐 따짐매디 마다베 풍급지지기디에 든든데베 예상계베 정신 대절봐 드디어 권자들로 냐바니 레용도와 마지 스버 코에처이네다 마다버 코에처이네다 다버 이기 가서 우리 그게 주사람나다 3위 풍급지지 쉐지베이네다 대탐절로 육매외세게 절봐 냐직 자상가 유지외세게 뭐냐 봐서도 마세베 숨쉬 시대 신앙 니수체윤들 그다음 신앙 그 최저 탐자로 시 육매외세 탐해배 시바 육매외세 리버상대 예상개바 대인 남들 시아들 시다지 근데 능수 그 최저 탐자로 예상개바 당신이 뭐지 다 뒤두인 거래 구성투지 띵골지 정신 얘네 이모 떠내 공부 대스 대양 규례 도주 풍부히 양하네 조회상제 나로차 기지 캄는 망복군 전주선배 진군이 서수잔다 마마기 melung kaya kara drama de namka yengi wongshu ma sisum yene nabar ta jen jung de kawa da nyangalyan debe shwe tamshe yene ma ge la siddhi zane ta ku chungmo nyungu da shegi yomare kanda yini de tamshe lo wese ge yeng le sha deba wese de ngone sha yona chernu me deba sa de kabri yini wese de la dimache sungde aage lūpūr tu jūta kēngi sār tu kēshīng sī yāni gāndu yā dīne mē dēgā yē tēmā nē yē dēbā nām yāng kākwa mē bā tā tu nē dēngi chī yīmā yīndu sā nē wēsēn dīma chē sī sā dīne yīndu kōwā tā nyāngā lēn dēbē chē tam chē yē nē mā kē lā chāwā chē nē bē gyūmā tēwā rā shē bō yīmī chū lā sō bē rāng shīng yē nē yīmbē chē rī sī yē sāng kē bē rāng shīng dēmā nē nē nā wā nā sō bā dī tam chē lō dēmē Ani, hari yadaba. Rangshin yene yinbe chir, chö tamche rangshin ki nyangalyan daba de. Nyangalyan daba de, chumbongani yungay rangshin, kumbongani ringen sangye, nabrashiba shini, chanju saba shii rangshin, yu shini, zebal hamu shii rangshin, ombu shini, chanju sembe rangshin, tu shini, chebal hamu shii rangshin, lugi ombuda nabrashiba da yu da tele chumye, chanju sembe choyo rangshin, 당시 무신의 초묘정신 이게 나버셔번의 정주고 심 도주 꾸두 삼부정신 율최 늦어든 뒤마체니 최 자원 모 꾸두 삼부정신데 대다장 예는 몸바로 쪽으로 상제배 정신 인지 테 남지 주고 마이노 정신 양대서야 저 남지 주고 야 말고 그 정신 예외로 보다 어라 때는 시리 테 남지 주고 마이노 대다 초주 뒤숨도 감수로 서고 늦어든 뒤마체배 최 탐제 랑게 셈레 퀴나메데스 다디 카부무드네 셈자모 소어디 너가 틈문 거 가면체 다 안다디 랑게 셈레 퀴나메데스 소야디 다 눈메 시바텔 삼다네 디 랑나 디세 디 겐도 여데바 저디네 이르자네 지게도 랑스 소소 떠와네 사제 정주 디니도 지제 숨부 디니도 종어체는 디니도 시엔중어 지게도 최에 탐제니 Semle nesu, semle nangale nesu, nangani jilaya minesu shenjuwa. Di nanga di chi nanga di membeche, nanga nanga. Nanga nanga di nyungmewe se. Nyungmewe se di nye ngokane tadewa. Yiru zane, nanga ni jilaya minesu se. Shenjuwa da. Chue tamche ni ngoni ki tongbo, chue tamche ni demane nabar tabo, chue tamche ni yongki, 외세오 최탐제는 정신이 냥하는 데보 최탐제는 고발소와 상제보 예상제보 인사데 목간에 타고 예상제보 인시에 숭소 니는 소바치 보고 숭샤
sorry so we read from the text it's on page 35 The view of those who have entered the vehicle of the inner yoga, the metta tantra, is threefold. One, the mode of generation. Two, the mode of completion. And three, the mode of great completion. One, the mode of generation. The mode of generation is achieved by means of the meditative practice of gradual development of the three meditative absorptions, which were explained before, and gradual creation of the mandala. And then the mode of completion is achieved by abiding unwaveringly within the visualization of male and female deities that are ultimately devoid of origination and cessation, as well as the middle way of ultimate expanse, which is the non-conceptual truth, while on the conventional level, cultivating in perfect equanimity and unmuddled manner the form of the noble deity with clear visualization. So this reference to the ultimate nature of reality, referred to as the ultimate expanse here, should be understood in its proper context. Since we are dealing here with the context of highest yoga tantra, Anuttara yoga tantra, the references to terms such as ultimate expanse or the ultimate truth, Paramartha Satya and Vajradhadu, Dharmadhadu and so on, should really be understood within the context of or according to the Anuttara tantra explanation. So here one needs to understand ultimate truth and emptiness on the two levels. on one level, there is the objective emptiness, which is the emptiness and the ultimate truth as explained in the middle way philosophical texts, where we refer to basically the emptiness as it is understood in the perfection vehicle. So this is the object. However, the ultimate expanse or the ultimate truth in the Vajrayana context must also include the second dimension, which is the subjective dimension, the subjective experience of that emptiness. And here, it is not just referring to any other subject, but rather to a unique subject, which is the experience of that emptiness at the level of the innate mind of clear light. So it is this innate mind of clear light that realizes emptiness, which is also referred to as the ultimate truth and the ultimate expanse. So, and this is described as non-conceptual. This is described as a non-conceptual truth. And it is in this context one must understand the meaning of ultimate expanse in the context of Anuttara Yoga Tantra. So, and this is described differently in the different lineages. For example, in the Kagyu teachings of Mahamudra, sometimes this union of the objective emptiness and the subjective clear light would be described as the indivisibility of awareness and emptiness, Rikton Yerme. And in the lineages of Sakya teachings, it will be described as the indivisibility of the clarity, the luminosity, and emptiness. And because in the Sakya Lamdre cycle of teachings, clarity is understood to be the defining characteristics of mind, and emptiness is understood to be the nature of mind, and it's the union of the two that is understood to represent the ultimate nature of reality. So in the Sakya language, the Lamdre language, it will be described as Seltong Songjuk, the union of the clarity and emptiness. In the Giluk language, it will be described as the indivisibility or the union of bliss and emptiness. So emptiness is the objective emptiness, and the bliss here refers to the great bliss of innate mind of clear light. So in the Giluk language, it will be described as the union of bliss and emptiness. And similarly, in the Dzogchen language of Nyingma school, sometimes it will be, well, it will be, because the understanding in that Dzogchen tradition is the distinction between ordinary mind and a basic kind of Rigpa awareness, and there is a discussion of kind of a kind of a pure, a pristine cognition. So in the Dzogchen language, one will speak in terms of the reality being primordially pure, and its nature being that of compassion. So it's the union of that reality and compassion. So so when the text speaks of ultimate expanse in the highest yoga tantra context, referred to as the representing the non-conceptual truth, one must understand the ultimate expanse in terms of the union of this emptiness as explained in the Madhyamaka writings, and also the subjective experience of clear light, and that is focused on, that is fused with that. And so therefore it explains that the origination and cessation is, as well as the middle way of ultimate expanse, which is the non-conceptual truth. So this also alludes to the understanding of how entire phenomena comes into being, you know, as a result of the play of this you know, ultimate expanse. So in the next stage, the text explains the mode of great perfection is to meditate on the basis of understanding all mundane and supramundane phenomena, or all worldly and transworldly phenomena, as being devoid of any differentiation, and to recognize as always having been present as the mandala of body, speech, and mind. So this, in the language of Guhya Samaja Tantra, one will understand the entire origination of all factors of both cyclic existence and nirvana as a kind of a manifestation of the activity of this innate mind of clear light. So as a sequential arising of the processes or reversal process of dissolution. So for example, in the Guhyasamaja Tantra literature, we find explanations of how the entire element of cyclic existence, of the afflicted world of samsara, are really a product of the activity of what I refer to as activity of karma and the prana energies that are propelled by this karma, and underlying which are the activity of what I refer to as the 80 conceptions indicative of the various levels of consciousness. And these 80 indicative conceptions in turn are sort of grosser levels of manifestations of more subtle states of consciousness, such as the appearance increase, red increase, and near approximational or near attainment, and these three subtle states of consciousness, which then give rise to the 80 indicative conceptions. These three subtle states in turn ultimately arise from the fundamental innate mind of clear light, which is the fundamental state of mind, which remains ever present and which is enduring. And from that point of view, sometimes this innate mind of clear light is also described as unconditioned by temporary causes and conditions. So in terms of its continuity, it is ever present. So sometimes it is described also as the unconditioned or unborn nature. So in the Guhyasamaja literature language, we find description of how the entire world of samsara and nirvana are in some sense can be seen as a play, a constant play or manifestation or kind of a resonance of the fundamental innate mind of clear light. And when seen from that point of view of clear light, then there is certainly no differences between, there is no distinctions to be drawn between samsara and nirvana, unenlightened or enlightened state. And so far as the equanimity of samsara and nirvana is concerned, we also find references to that even in the sutra teachings as well. For example, there is a passage in Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alamkara, Ornament of Clear Realization, where he talks about the equanimity of existence and the transcendence of existence or tranquility. Similarly, in Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, we find explicit statements of the equanimity of samsara and nirvana. But in these sutra writings, the equality of samsara and nirvana are really understood from the point of view of their ultimate nature of reality and of being empty. But in the Vajrayana context, the equanimity or equality of samsara and nirvana has an added meaning of how all of the factors of both samsara and nirvana can be understood in some sense as a kind of a play, a constant play or a manifestation of the subtle mind of clear light. So the text therefore goes on to state that it is stated in the Tantra, as for the limbs of the Vajra body, they are known as the five Buddhas, the sources and the numerous elements. They are the mandalas of the Bodhisattvas. Earth and the water are Lochana and Mamaki. Fire and wind are Pandaravasin and Tara. The space is Dateshvari. So the three worlds are primordially pure. So all phenomena of cyclic existence and nirvana are primordially unborn, yet they have the capacity for illusory function, as they have always been in the nature of the 10 Tathagatas and their consorts. So this reference to the all phenomena of cyclic existence and nirvana as being primordially unborn doesn't imply that they do not come into being. you know, due to their causes and conditions. But this primordially being unborn refers to the perspective from the point of view of the innate mind of clear light. Then, because they are all in some sense kind of manifestation or effulgence of this innate mind of clear light. So in that sense, they can be referred to as unborn. And then we read, all phenomena are therefore naturally transcendent of sorrow. So here there is an indication that all phenomena are in some sense primordially pure. And this, and sometimes also referred to as primordially enlightened. And they're primordially Buddhas. Now this reference is because so far as the fundamental innate mind of clear light is concerned, its nature is always pure. It is the afflictions and the various defilements coexist with it, but they do not penetrate into the essential nature of the clear light itself. So the, so far as the clear light mind is concerned, it is pure. So from that point of view, all phenomena can be that arises from it can also be described as being primordially pure and being in the nature of primordially Buddhahood. So therefore we read, all phenomena are therefore naturally transcendent of sorrow. The great elements are in the nature of the five consorts, the five aggregates, the nature of the five Buddha families, the five consciousness in the nature of the four great bodhisattvas, the four objects, the four beautiful goddesses, the four senses, the bodhisattvas, the four temporal stages, the four goddesses, the bodily organs, the consciousnesses, the sensory fields and the bodhicitta drops arising from them, the four wrathful deities, the four extremes of eternalism and nihilism, the four wrathful female deities, the mental consciousness, the nature of Samudrabhadra, namely the indestructible bodhicitta. The objects of both conditioned and unconditioned phenomena are in the nature of Samudrabhadri, who is the receptacle of the creation of all phenomena. All of these, in turn, have already been in the nature of complete enlightenment. So this is as explained before. They are not acquired now by means of the path. So this refers to the natural enlightenment, which is the fundamental mind of innate clear light, because that is ever-present, that is not brought into being as a result of the path. Thus all phenomena, conditioned and unconditioned, such as the 10 directions, the 3 temporal stages, the 3 worlds, and so on, do not exist apart from one's own mind. So this reference to all of these not existing apart from one's own mind should not be understood in terms of the statement of the Buddha in the Sutra context, where he talks about how all phenomena are one's own mind. But here, it's really referring to how all phenomena are manifestations of the innate mind of clear light. So then the text reads, it is stated, the clear understanding of one's own mind, this is the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. This constitutes the three worlds. This constitutes the great elements as well. Thus it has been stated, all phenomena dwell in the mind dwells in space, while space dwells nowhere. The space here does not refer to the external space that as we conventionally understand. The space here refers to an inner space, which is again the clear light that we have been speaking about. And since clear light is ever present, it dwells nowhere. Furthermore, all phenomena are devoid of intrinsic nature. All phenomena are thoroughly pure from the very beginning. All phenomena are thoroughly radiant. All phenomena are naturally transcendent in nirvana. All phenomena are manifestly enlightened. This is the meaning of great perfection.
Nimbu chik chik le dinas, yishi sheba, yishi kang rung rung le mechayi, nyungme sam le chao. Rang nang sheba, rang le nung lu kang chung chung le mechayi, nyung sim gan ne takbe, rang ri nang se, shindu chaybe, yishi ye, rang nang le chao. Te yishir, kawa da pumbo le sobe, ngobun nam,
가스 만장기 하다 하무 신라제 샤다버 드룹 미규기 외세지 쓴 버식 매나 콘데 탐제 낭도 미루와다 외세지 쓴 태 예배 최 탐제 대 레제도 샤워 좀나 대삼 시기 이시 장난기 내 지침을 쓴 바 인데 도식시 다 대상들마 다 내 되게 쉬어야 되겠냐 콩도 마 계신 다지 소보치부 드무체수 숭배 되냐 뇽만 내신 치부다 체배 되냐 인지 난그때부 내가 지금 미자시 마우스 다지 나 살아해 롱시타나샤 니다 가져 대표지 닝메이 주중지리 니다 가져래 찌들진지 셔야나 똥숨 두고 꾸이 당 셔서 숭고 당 저의 틀리 해지 디스 삼매리 대세 미식 틀리수 용거르기니 루수점 외세 나간 바른장배 수신이 따로네 시시해도 텐데 심기 뇽마 텐데 심기 뇽마 털도 대충주 머시도 심지한 남기 난그 감주다 치료기 내리다 롱주도 속고 탐제 용수 꺼진 새롱암의 풍부는 외세도 팀내 라야 레지왕기 직진 침매 벌스기 풍부는 샘대 랑당수 샤베 추기 통모매베 코웨 콜로남 기신 개미 쓰모더 나와 세베 능시 샘 터두근 은혜 능시 샘 터두근 은혜 지메꺼버 뒤져야 매라 남식 레룽기 여와 바사다 세바 탐제 라르 메자메 추기 냐오라 시버 대세 샘 뇽마 미식은 뭐 되니 대가랑 말해 심육무 미식은 뭐니 대가랑 남바탐지 겸비 이시순 로아 마도 톱제 연대 샌설라 라 밀레베 주진기 시 추구 루주기 아다 가서 그 림마다 이는 학벌 주두기 나로리야 시 구숨 사이송도와 시 추구 외사절의 시 추구 명단에 다코 데뷔 답은 있는데 몇 명이 있었잖아요. 시세명다. 간단 리뷰 답은 있는 게 추구다. 가서 우리 그게 런신남다. 다가는 지금 코라 똥소하고 레바 매듭을 지금 뭐냐. 그냥 죽음입니다. 이런 용도 돼봐. 그런 상황도 왜 그도 우리하다. 싸워 손을 주자야 돼. 아니 세두기 싸워. 니두기 싸워. 아니 치두기 싸워. 구승군 남자한테 실수군도 와. 어디다 들어 찍고 코 찍고 있는 거야. 디디. 대 시 상제로 소위 명다대 타쳐버 심지 제 심지 제래 나와숨 기준에 되게 쉬어야 돼 심지 제래 나와숨 기준다 낭지 통숨고 낭지 나와숨 기준다 대래 군도기 주어 피주다 대래장 공해 시버 짐지 기준다 군도 유목 만남다 때네 래 소주다 래 대왕기 로소수 깨는 남 깨는 탐제당 내 토매 탐제 용순 주변 주당 대다기 내급 터두도 대다기 내급 탐제도 육매심 품줄매징 밀름니지 춘주도 샤왔다 뉴주 대의 교주도 능주당 대니기 균세례 규모대비 띵지기 나버려 장왔나 뉴주 강낭 마다고 실을 쉬고시 미주소 균지 첨부 나서 땅으로 차라
So then, in the commentary, Jamgon Kongtul summarizes his statement and states the conclusion. He says that in this context, when we read references to the term jnana, which is transcendent wisdom. We should not understand it in terms of just any other form of jnana or wisdom, but rather we must understand in terms of jnana or wisdom at the level of clear light, the mind of clear light. And similarly, when we find references to the term resonance, self-resonance of something, we should not understand it purely in terms of a resonance of anything, but rather resonance of that innate mind of clear light. And then he goes on to explain that in the Dzogchen literature, sometimes the clear light is described as being that of unconditioned. And here, Kongtrul Rinpoche points out that this meaning of unconditionedness is not the same as characterization of permanent phenomena as unconditioned, such as the mere absence of something, like the, so space defined in terms of the mere absence of obstruction, that is an unconditioned phenomena. So this is not the meaning of unconditionedness in the context of Dzogchen explanation of unconditionedness. Unconditionedness here refers to the clear light mind being unconditioned by any temporary causes and conditions, fluctuating adventitious causes and conditions. And then he goes on to, in the commentary, goes on to really substantiate Kongtrul Rinpoche's own understanding of these teachings and the concepts by citing from Saraha, the great Indian yogi, and also a citation from an earlier tantra, an old translation text, and then also from another tantra known as the Tue Tigle, a drop of liberation or a liberating drop. This belongs to a new translation tantra, in all of which an explanation is given how the emergence and the evolution of the entire phenomena of cyclic existence and nirvana can be understood as manifestations arising from the innate mind of clear light. And so then Kongtrul Rinpoche then refers to the explanations found in the Goya Samaja Tantra, as explained before, how the entire process of the coming to being of cyclic existence can be understood in terms of the function of the activity of the 80 indicative conceptions, which arises from the three subtle states of progressively subtle, grosser states of consciousness, which are referred to as the appearance, increase, and the near attainment, all of which arises from the innate mind of clear light. And it is the arising and the dissolution of from this innate mind of clear light, one must understand the origination of the cyclic existence, samsara. And then Kongtrul Rinpoche goes on to explain that when we say that the entire phenomena are manifestations or play of this innate mind of clear light, one does not need to prove that all objects such as vase, pillars and everyday objects are somehow manifestations of this. Rather, the meaning here is that insofar as the individual sentient being is concerned, his or her experience of the entire world of phenomena really arises from this process. It is from the karmic actions, the prana winds, activity of the prana winds give rise to progressively grosser levels of consciousness, which then culminate in the 80 indicative conceptions, which then culminate in afflictions, which then motivate the individual into action. Then the action sets in the whole chain of causation within the cyclic existence. So it is in this manner, so far as the individual himself or herself is concerned, the entire cosmos, in fact, are really functions of the innate mind of clear light. And then, this is, particularly, so here we can understand, if you look at the language of the Guhya Samaja Tantra, there is an understanding because of this, the innate mind of clear light sometimes is described as the basic dharmakaya, or foundational dharmakaya, or basic dharmakaya. And the language of the basic dharmakaya suggests that the whole process is understood in terms of some kind of analogous process of the arising of the three kayas, the Buddha body of reality, Buddha body of perfect enjoyment, Buddha body of perfect emanation. And these also have correlations to even in our day-to-day experience of the periods of waking state, the period of sleeping, deep sleep, and also dreaming. And because of this, in these tantras, we find specific practices, meditative practices, which are aimed at mixing, the so-called mixings, mixings during the waking state, mixings during the sleep state, and mixings during the dream state. So if you understand these processes, then you will understand what is meant by... the waking state, sleep, the state, the sleep state, and the death, not dream, and then Kongtul goes on to explain how one analogy that one can find here is how all the dreams that we experience are in some sense manifestations of our sleep, arising from that state of sleep. So in the similar manner, one can understand the arising of entire phenomena of cyclic existence as coming out of this innate mind of clear light. So, and then in the commentary, he then states that for detailed explanations of these, one should consult the great commentarial treatises on the tantras.
다 유중에네 변화 정신양대 아니 변화를 매매 양대서 라바이나 정신양대디 에 가족에 그게 지산네 변화 코앞에 최디리 삼월로 정신양대 다 마다고 저 정신양대 에기 가족다 정신을 만들었지 와다 에 이게 좀 드셔 와다 이니 매니베냐데스는 타바닝딩 나 런신냥데 임베 토라 런신냥데 그 시체는 로브르 남다게 다 연대되베 이르자네 타바닝딩이다 그 냥데 차되게 여러다 저 디는 시체 수 유지 이시 수 자윤데 에네 런신 남다게 이시 신도 남다게 이시 니그 니치 런신 시시 아니 처마다 제베링데라 러신남다게 이시 처마다다 빵베 내가 올라 아니 신도 남다게 이시 가다 뉴메웨세 직니 뉴메웨세기 균직니라 아니 시 내가 서울베다 가다 치시 처마다 제베링데라 아니 뉴메웨세 남다 차대요 그리고 러신남다 봐 다디 가도 디드네 외세기 다 땡기 주마 바사르스 바 빵베 네고블라 신도 남다기 시스네 송도
So just as in the sutra system of teachings we find references to what is called the natural nirvana and the non-abiding nirvana and natural nirvana refers to the emptiness of all phenomena ultimate nature of reality which is naturally pure which is naturally devoid of any grasping at intrinsic existence. And the non-abiding nirvana refers to the individual who has not only realized this natural nirvana, but also has purified all the defilements, which are the adventitious obstacles and the defilements. Then one attains the non-abiding nirvana of Buddha, of Buddha. In a similar manner, in the Vajrayana context of highest yoga tantra, sometimes there is a language of the naturally pure wisdom, naturally pure jnana, and thoroughly pure jnana. So naturally pure jnana or wisdom refers to the innate mind of clear light that we all naturally possess because its essential nature is unpolluted. So from that point of view, it's naturally pure wisdom. And once the individual... through the practice of the path gains a total liberation and Buddhahood, then at that point, not only is the clear light mind of the individual pure, but also the individual is free of all the adventitious defilements. Therefore, at that point, this individual's innate mind of clear light can also be referred to as the thoroughly pure wisdom or thoroughly pure jnana. So such languages are found also in the Vajrayana literature. So we will stop here.